Egypt, obelisk. While visiting the museum, it is worth to start from the courtyard. Here was the entrance leading from Klashtorna Street to the Gorka Palace. Standing on the sidewalk in front of the gate, you can see the date, 1548. Probably it was built that year. In order to get inside, one had to pass between the courtyard columns and then head to one of the two staircases. The palace was magnificent, though not so large as today's museum building. It was rather long and narrow. It extended between Vodna and Kozja streets and had the width of the courtyard. The construction of the family's seat took many years. The building works were started by Łukasz II Gorka and completed by his son, Andrzej. On the ground floor and on the first floor, there were rooms where important guests were welcomed. They were filled with soft rugs, heavy furniture, paintings and weapons. Neighbouring tenements were inhabited by servants. There was also a bakery, a bath and stables. Almost nothing from that period has survived to our times, but with a little imagination, standing in the courtyard and looking on the walls, you can grasp the glory of the palace's past and even hear a gentle murmur of the pond. Today, the first thing which attracts the attention of visitors in the courtyard is a high stone post. This is an obelisk. It has nothing to do with the knightly Gorka family, though it fits well in the courtyard of the old palace. This over 3,000 years old monument, covered with ancient signs called hieroglyphics, is an invitation to visit one of the most fascinating and mysterious displays in the museum, the Egyptian exhibition. In the Egyptian state, pairs of such obelisks were placed in front of the gates of temples and tombs at the behest of rulers called pharaohs. Sometimes, the upper part of the stone monument was covered in a gold sheet in order to show the association with the sun god Ra, for Egyptians believed that obelisks were petrified sun rays and the symbols of the union of the earth and heaven, and people and gods. After the decline of the Egyptian civilization, the ancient temples fell into ruin. Over time, people began to dismantle them and use the material to erect other buildings. Our obelisk was taken to Cairo, where it served as a threshold in an Arab house. You do not have to look closely to see the place on one of its sides where the Egyptian hieroglyphics are rubbed off after many years of contact with human feet. The sharpened uppermost piece of the obelisk is called pyramidion. This part of our obelisk has been cut off while fitting the stone in the threshold of the house. Finally, the monument was bought by the museum in Berlin. Later on, in 2002, the obelisk came to Poznan. Here it gained a new pyramidion made of a golden sheet. Since then, it has been the greatest decoration of the museum's courtyard, perfectly complementing its old interior, reminiscent of the glory days of the great knightly family. It is time to leave the courtyard. Let's go now next to the ticket office, back to the museum entrance door.